happy Thursday. This is Katie Tissington Turner, and you are listening to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people, and we are excited to have you listening today to our Champagne Birthday Show. If you don't know what a champagne birthday is, it is the birthday that when you turn that certain number of years, it happens on the same numbered day. So this is our 21st show happening on the 21st of April. We have an interesting show for you tonight, very relevant to what we're doing here on the radio. We are going to be talking about media and entertainment related to accessibility. Our timeline for the evening, we're going to start with some news headlines and then talk about a few different facets of accessibility in media and entertainment that are going on locally and in other parts of the world. But first, we are going to start with a song, and this is Again by Faith Healer.
رسیده و پلنگین پوشیده جوانی به بالای سام
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Katie, and like we said in the beginning of the show, we're going to start with talking about a current event that's happening, a continuation of a conversation that we had in a previous show regarding the TransLink fare gates and accessibility when it comes to those. There are some individuals that find it challenging or perhaps impossible to use their compass card to get through the fare gates if they have limited mobility in their hands or their arms. And there have been some issues there. So we did a little bit of research and Spencer dug in a little bit to follow up on a story that's happened recently. Last week, CTV News ran a story that told of an SFU student with limited mobility that had been having trouble accessing the fare gates. Last Thursday, the CEO of TransLink, Kevin Desmond, held a press conference to address this situation and other allegations, such as the closed gates keeping those in need of assistance out. Desmond stated that TransLink isn't perfect and went on to say that TransLink as a whole is incredibly accessible. He said that TransLink has given themselves 3 months to address the issue and come up with a solution. This comment sparked questions about accessibility, to which TransLink answered by saying that while they are coming up with a plan, they will have employees work the gates or have someone in close proximity to ensure further problems won't occur.
سلامی از فراسوی ذهن و جسم به ژرفای لای لای قصه های شهر قصه سیمون.
Silence is what you already have right now, but you need to let it in.
Patrick Shen's film, In Pursuit of Silence, extrapolates along philosophical and spiritual lines to offer a quietly nuanced portrait of our relationship with silence. Meditative cinematography and a minimal piano score complements interviews with scholars, physicians, and inventors as they discuss how silence is an integral and necessary part of being fully human. In Pursuit of Silence screens at Doxa on May 7th and 11th. See doxafestival.ca. doxafestival.ca for more details. Show your love for Discorder Magazine at our fundraiser at the ANSA Club on Saturday, April 23rd. We've got one epic night planned with performances by Frog Eyes, Weird Candles, The Backhomes, Malcolm Jack, and Experience This, with special guest DJs and MCs to keep you dancing. There will also be a silent auction and a sale of exclusive back issues of Discorder magazine from the 1980s to now, with all proceeds supporting the publication and printing costs of your free, independent Discorder magazine. Tickets are $10 for CITR members, $15 in advance on brownpapertickets.com, or $18 at the door. Head over to discorder.ca for all the information.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on 101.9 FM CITR. Next up, we have a song called Trouble by Kimberly McGregor.
But still I try and try and try.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Nahid, and today we're going to be talking about accessibility in the media and entertainment. You're tuned in to our champagne birthday, if you will, our 21st show on the 21st of April. So on April 13th of this year, at the Net2Van Digital Nonprofit Conference in Vancouver, the director of development at the Neil Squire Society, Chad Lehman, talked about technology and inclusion of people with disabilities, which involved introducing a new project called LipSync. This project is being supported by a Google Impact Grant. This invention is based on a device called Jouse, which allows individuals with limited hand and arm movement to use computers with relative ease. Chad also provides a brief history of the Neil Squire Society and the significance of technology intersecting with individuals with disabilities. He also goes on to explain why technology is so beneficial for people of all abilities and the changes that have been made over the years that make technology more accessible to everyone. He ends the talk by explaining the beginnings of the LipSync project and how they are striving to make it affordable and therefore more accessible. Now we have a short clip of Chad's keynote speech, and we hope you enjoy it.
Next up, we're going to change gears a little bit, talking about a digital side of making with Chad. Big round of applause for Chad.
Hi, everybody. My name's Chad, and I'm also from Canada. And I wanted to talk for a couple minutes about the world's largest minority group, people with disabilities. Stats show that about 1 in 7 people have some sort of permanent disability that impacts their quality of life. That's 1 billion people around the world. and it's the most inclusive minority group. Anyone can join it at any time. Doesn't matter your race, your ethnicity, your gender, your sexual orientation. Disability can impact and reach anybody. Now, in the early 80s, some movement began in Canada that started to change the perception of people with disabilities. Terry Fox was a young man that lost his leg to cancer, but 3 years later he began his Marathon of Hope, where every day on his one leg he ran a full marathon. And he did that for 150 days until he died of cancer, which inspired Rick Hansen to kind of continue that mission. And over the course of 2 years, he rolled around the world in his wheelchair. So this started to change the conversation from people with disabilities and more to focus on their abilities. But as I'm at the Nonprofit Technology Conference, I like to tell a couple of stories about the intersection of disability and technology. When Neil broke his neck in a car accident, he couldn't move his arms, he couldn't move his legs, and had a very difficult time speaking, and eventually lost his ability to speak. So his cousin, Bill Cameron, said, "There's something we got to do for Neil. It's unacceptable that this bright young man that's literally trapped in his body and unable to speak." So he hired a couple co-op students, and they developed a system called Sip and Puff. And by sipping and puffing on a tube, it worked like a switch, on-off, or for you technical people, a zero and a one. And they then connected that to a Morse code machine, so the sips and puffs became dots and dashes, and then they connected that to a state-of-the-art Apple IIe computer. So by Neil sipping and puffing on a tube, he was able to type on his screen, and it literally gave him his voice back. He could say things like, 15 seconds a slide is way too quick. So other people that were in the rehab facility saw what was going on with Neil and said, you know, I would like to learn to use technology. I think it could improve my quality of life. So he was able to secure some government funding to hire more youth interns to create more access methods. Some of these disability technology access methods are things that you use every day and don't realize it. Have any of you ever sent a text message before? That's been around since 1964 and began as accommodation for the deaf and hard of hearing. So many of these things actually come and impact all of our lives. So it was clear that technology and its evolution could really change the life for people with disabilities. So when Neil passed, they started a nonprofit in his memory a little over 30 years ago that focused on how technology can empower people with disabilities. And that initial prototype that they built for Neil is now a commercial product. It's called the Jouse. It's a joystick you can mount to your desk that plugs in your computer. And by moving that joystick up, down, left, right in your mouth, it moves the mouse on your screen. So this is Don Danbrook. He's on our board of directors. He's a tetraplegic, but he works full-time as a chartered accountant. He's going back to school to be an architect. He's a brilliant man that is able to kind of contribute due to the use of technology. Now, about 10 years ago, the rise of mobile phones began. And for many of us, this has changed the way that we access, communicate, and work with each other. And has opened many doors for people with disabilities, but also has created a new digital divide. While this phone that I have in my pocket is 100,000 times more powerful than the computer that Neil used, there is no mouth control sort of option that would allow someone that can't use their hands to use a touchscreen device. So we recently received a Google Impact grant, and we're developing a new prototype that we're calling the Lip Sync. And it's like the Jouse, but the tower controls is about the size of my hand, and it can be powered by the phone to give someone complete control of their phone from their mouth device. And I have a couple of young co-op students, very similar to our founding story, working with me. This is Milad, who has very limited use of his hands and is an engineer. So not only is this a device that's going to help people with disabilities, but it's also being designed by people with disabilities. What we're doing different this time compared to the Jouse is it's not a product we want to manufacture and have sold for thousands of dollars. Instead, we're going to open source the whole thing. We're going to release the schematics, the diagrams, and we're starting to work with universities in our community to print these devices, to make them super affordable for people with disabilities. And the rise of 3D printers and makers in communities is changing a lot of things. There's a lot of prosthetic that are now being done. So people are able to print prosthetics for a couple hundred dollars instead of being made for tens of thousands of dollars. So I want to end with a quick poll. Who here has used their mobile device today? Can you see a show of hands? Let's make it so that people that can't lift their hands can use mobile devices too. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to All Access Pass. I'm Spencer, and you just heard the director of development for the Neil Squire Society, Chad Lehman, talking about his new product called the Lip Sync. Let's get into some more music, shall we? Here is Never Will by Tara Lightfoot.
The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas, every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I'll
I was blind before I met you.
Welcome back to All Access Pass. I'm Spencer, and you just heard Never Will by Tara Lightfoot. Now we're moving on to something a little different, but related to entertainment. The Access 2 card. What is it? Well, the program developed by Easter Seals Canada in partnership with the disability community, Cineplex Entertainment, and the theater industry allows people with disabilities to receive free admission or a significant discount for their support worker when purchasing tickets at movie theaters and other attractions. The individual with a disability pays regular admission, and their support person receives his or her admission free or at a significant discount. While a proud user of the Access card myself, one thing that I've noticed, the limitations are its ability to help me get into concerts, shows, music festivals for a reasonable price. Right now, if I went to a show, I have to pay my own admission and then an admission for my support worker. And it adds up pretty quickly, which is kind of surprising. A $30 ticket quickly becomes $60 for admission. This can limit the number of shows I attend, which isn't ideal. Aside from the festivals currently working with the card, no events. No events compensate for the additional tickets or guarantee any sort of promise of for accessibility. However, a charity based in the United Kingdom called Attitude Is Everything is advertising all of the above. Attitude Is Everything was founded to improve people's access to live music by working in partnerships with audiences, artists, and the music industry. The organization has developed a charter of best practices to help the music industry and venues better understand the requirements of people with disabilities at live music events by by building equality into the strategic process. The ethos of the charter is people with disabilities should be able to be as independent as they want at live music events. Now, what I just read was quoted from their website. This includes compensating ticket prices for attendance, making sure washrooms are accessible, having proper sight lines for those in need, providing interpreters, and even creating accessible campsites at multi-day festivals. This is a great step towards inclusion in live music events. And I hope that I hope to see this happen in Canada someday soon. Here is Elvi with Need a Friend.
Meet me somewhere near the back. I think the world's about to end. I don't need your love, I just need a friend. The door. I just need a cover, man, it's on the floor. I just need to talk to you for a second. I just need a break from the sand, cause it's killing me. You were supposed to be here before the last sun. You were supposed to bring me your brother's weed. You were supposed to walk me home from the river, man. This is heartbreaking, heartbreaking, heartbreaking. Are they talking to my father? He's way behind a candelabra. Everyone is now and then. I don't need your love, I just need a friend. I just need a friend. Guard the door. I just need a couple minutes on the floor. I just need to talk to you for a second. I just need a break from the sun, cause it's killing me. You were supposed to be here before the last song. You were supposed to bring me your brother's weed. You were supposed to walk me home from the river, man. This is heartbreaking, heartbreaking, heartbreaking. Supposed to be here before the last sun. You were supposed to bring me your brother's weed. You were supposed to walk me home from the river, man. This is heartbreaking, 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 heartbreaking. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Nahi, and today we are talking about accessibility and media and entertainment. You just heard Rubber Skin by Laura Sauvage, and last week's show we featured an interview with Andrew Garza, who's part of Deliciously Disabled, one of the founders, and we discussed a few things about how his company came about and what he was trying to achieve and what goals he sees for the future. In relation to media and entertainment, we would like to feature something else that Andrew Garza is also working on. He is not only part of the consulting company, but he also has a podcast. So Deliciously Disabled covers topics of sexuality and disability, and it's discussed in a more accessible and frank way. Here we use accessible to mean that the conversations are not medicalized or come from academic frameworks that only a few may relate to or understand. In fact, it is more of a conversation with humor and jokes and anecdotes that actually humanize these topics. The podcast features porn with a disability, sexual education, sex toys or devices for people with disabilities, dating with a disability, and the list goes on. These conversations are led by Andrew Garza, the founder and one of the principals at the organization Deliciously Disabled. Andrew is affiliated also with the LGBTQIA+ community, as well as communities that focus on disability justice. These are important intersecting identities that need to be brought together, and issues surrounding sex and disability, particularly in this domain, are underrepresented in the media. This podcast is a crucial resource that brings these topics to the forefront as a more comfortable conversation, rather than something distant that would need a lot of research. As a podcast also invites various people in these various communities to come on to discuss topics of sexuality and disability, the representation is widespread and we get the opportunity to hear many perspectives. The podcast is featured on Voices for Ability Radio, Canada's first 24/7 internet radio program for and by people with disabilities. This makes the content not only more accessible, but importantly, the content comes from communities most affected and those who share the experiences. It is important to consider sources of information and who is presenting it and how. A lot of stigma and misperceptions are presented in the media as a result of many privileged and oftentimes ignorant commentaries and narratives that often do not accurately present information and stories. The Deliciously Disabled podcast is doing some important work on the media to mitigate these misrepresentations and break these stigmas. Podcasts in general are conversational and informational sessions and are very beneficial and highly accessible to folks with any electronic device and the ability to hear. There are still a couple caveats which also need to be mitigated, perhaps with copies of written and transcribed scripts as well. Podcasting is an interesting medium that is gaining more and more popularity, perhaps in large part because of the conversational nature of the discussion. It provides space for natural testimonies to be shared and for communities and people within them to come together and talk about common experiences and deconstruct why certain supposed norms exist and then reach many with these important stories. Voices for Ability and Deliciously Disabled podcast reaches about 5,000 listeners globally. Conversations and consciousness raising in this manner is crucial in raising truthful awareness straight from communities and building stronger communities that people can find support and healing in also. To find the Deliciously Disabled podcast, you can find it online, and as we mentioned, it's available on Voices for Ability Radio in Canada. Next up, we have a song called I Can Swing a Hammer by The Wet Secrets.
I can swing a hammer with the best of them. Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, Room 307.
You can visit our website for updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
Up next, we have Fighter by Aaron Costello.
Where do you go when the war is won?
Hello, and you are listening to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Katie Tissington Turner, and in case you missed it, we just had a really great show talking about media and entertainment when it comes to the world of accessibility. Today, we covered quite a few topics. We started with some headlines discussing TransLink and the accessibility of the Faregate system, especially with the new Compass card being implemented now. We talked about Net to Van, which is a conference that happened recently in Vancouver, and discussed a really great product that is coming out, thanks in large part to Google, and we'll be sharing a link to that video online. We also discussed the Access 2 card, a program developed by Easter Seals Canada that makes it easier for individuals with disabilities to access movies, especially in Canada, with their support workers alongside them, and reduces the cost of that. And we also talked about a program in the UK that Spencer discussed when it comes to going to live music events, makes it a lot easier for individuals with support workers to attend without it becoming a costly event. Then we wrapped up with a follow-up discussion about Andrew Gerza, who we interviewed for last week's episode. This time, we talked about his podcast, the Deliciously Disabled podcast, that quote-unquote puts sex and disability in bed together in a very frank and informative way. And we encourage you to check it out. You can find it by searching for Deliciously Disabled podcast online, or you can find it through the Voices for Ability website. We're just about up for time when it comes to our champagne birthday episode. This is our 21st episode on the 21st of April, in case you missed us celebrating that twice before in today's show. Cheers to all of you for tuning in. Make sure that you turn your dials back to CITR 101.9 FM for another episode of All Access Pass next Thursday at 5 p.m. And in the meantime, if you have any topics or experiences related to accessibility that you think we need to talk about on this show, or you want to get involved with CITR, perhaps even with our collective, email us at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. Or if you don't want to go any of those routes, you can find us on social media. We are All Access Pass on Facebook, and our handle for Instagram and Twitter is access_CITR. So please let us know, follow us online. We want to hear from you, and we'd love to bring your topics and your experiences to the show if we have the chance. Maybe you can even come in for an interview. In the meantime, we are getting ready to welcome our next show to the air, which is Are You Aware? And this is a show that is celebrating the message behind the music, profiling music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. In the meantime, let's end things off with a song. This is Panic Attack by Rococode.
Try to control your little grip on me. panic attack.